This is Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Randall White. The Rogue Music Project is a five-piece collective focusing on opera and classical music. The group includes Cap Radio classical hosts Kevin Doherty and Jennifer Reason, plus Sarah Fitch, Omari Tao, and Carrie Hennessy. This weekend, they're performing the 1952 opera by Hugo Weisgall called The Stronger in a unique setting, Magpie Cafe in Sacramento. I sat down last week with performer Carrie Hennessy, director Omari Tao, and Magpie Cafe owner Ed Rohr to talk about the production.
Rogue Music Project has been working on developing this season of cabarets and small pieces. And one of the things that we really wanted to do was to sort of find alternative space to create operatic experiences. And Magpie's my brunch spot, so I hang out there all the time. And I know Seamus Coots of M5 Arts, Art Hotel, and all those different things. He and I were talking about this project, and he said, well, why don't you think about Magpie? And I thought, that's an option. And so he talked with Ed. Ed and I got together along with Seamus, and we sat around and talked about what that could look like. And they were gracious enough to say, yeah, let's try this strange new thing in our space.
Ed, how do you go about doing that in a restaurant? Do you have to have seatings so that people aren't ordering throughout the entire performance and that sort of thing?
Well, I think because the piece is about 20 minutes long, that it's not going to be a real big challenge for us. But this is all supposed to take place in a restaurant, and so it's not going to be too difficult to make it seem like an actual restaurant. So we're just going to kind of go with it. I think we'll probably have 20 minutes where we're dark with service. But other than that, we just anticipate people eating and experiencing the piece and being part of the experience as well.
Carrie, you're very used to performing in acoustically designed spaces, right? How does Magpie fit into that?
Well, it's going to be interesting. Most of the time I'm singing in 2,000-seat halls over very large orchestras. So there are going to be times where perhaps vocally it might be uncomfortable for people's ears, which is okay. I'm also a sensitive singer. I could do this. But there are times where it's going to be so immediate that the actual vibration of my voice will vibrate people's being, like their bones will shake a bit. And I think in the appropriate moments, it's going to be such a visceral experience that, like it or don't like the piece, you won't forget it.
That's one way to look at it. Right?
Well, it is. It's such an emotionally driven experience to watch what this woman is going through that I think it's really important to play with the space. So after we decided to do it at Magpie, I'd been there many times, but I'd never paid attention to that kind of thing. So making sure that when I would go back and have drinks with people or go eat dinner or go have lunch, that I was sort of sensing what that might feel like and the sensitivity that's necessary for a piece like this anyway, making sure that people can understand the words, making sure that the emotional drama is carried in the softs, the louds, the color, the tempo, and making sure that everyone's receiving that in the right amount. But sometimes it's going to get to be a little much.
It's going to be
purposefully. And so there, I can just open it up at times.
Are there some seats where people might not be able to hear as well?
No.
No.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
I've never been accused of not being heard.
No. Have you been at a restaurant where she was there just laughing?
Just laughing.
Yeah, no, and she's placed also sort of in the middle. This sort of takes place in the round, as it were, so it's in the middle of the restaurant. So you can't really miss it or hear it. The way we staged her, she's moving around the table, she turns, and she faces different directions. So you're not going to miss it.
So help set this up for us. Is everyone that's eating at Magpie that night automatically part of this, or do you have to sign up in advance?
We actually have ticket sales for this special event. So Ed and Janelle have extended the hours for their Friday, Saturday evenings for us, and they opened up especially on Monday when they're usually closed. But yeah, we're expecting that they eat and drink and have a good time. There will be a piano rolled in for this event, so there's piano music happening.
Before and after.
Before
cool.
and
opera.
After.
Yeah.
There's a sort of a mixer after. They can continue to have a little cocktail and listen to some fantastic music by great musicians. So.
Oh, yeah, two wonderful pianists.
Yes.
And to add to that for just a moment, I think on Friday and Saturday night, after around 8 o'clock, if we have any walk-in traffic, we'll be inviting people to dine outside or maybe at the bar. so that we can start to open up space for the folks that are arriving to actually enjoy the experience. So we're going to just try to keep real fluid and keep an open mind about how we work things, and we'll start to open up tables for the guests that are here for the Rogue Music Project, and any of our normal magpies will be able to help them out outside or in a different place.
Omari, Rogue Music Project consists of how many people?
Five people.
And for transparency, we should let people know that Cap Radio's classical music hosts Jennifer Reason and Kevin Doherty are part of that.
That is correct.
Is everyone involved in this production?
Yes and no. Kevin will be there to introduce the group. He's sort of our
MC.
That's generally his job at these events.
Yeah.
He's great at it. And so he'll be there to introduce the event. But playing the piano, our orchestra, is Miss Jennifer Reason. So she has a big part in it. She is the heart and soul of the character. The phrase is, the orchestra doesn't lie. So what Jennifer is playing will be what is going on in Estelle's mind, what Carrie is singing.
And let's talk a little bit about the storyline. Carrie, how much can you tell us without giving away too much?
Well, I think, again, like I said earlier, it's really the conversation you don't want to hear next to you in a restaurant. It's it's uncomfortable.
I was a bartender for years, trust me.
You've heard it all.
Yeah.
Right. So Estelle walks into this bar on Christmas Eve after she's done shopping to have a little drink to kind of get ready to go home for the evening, and turns around and sees her friend Lisa. And I use the word friend because there's a lot revealed about their long relationship together and what that means. That's the entire interaction of the opera, is really sort of sensing who they are, what they mean to one another. And Lisa doesn't speak the entire opera. So it's all from sort of Estelle's point of view until you really watch Lisa's reactions to what's happening.
Singer Carrie Hennessy there with the Rogue Music Project. We're also joined by Omari Tao and Chef Ed Rohrer from Magpie, where The Stronger will be performed coming up on July 19th, 20th, and 22nd. This is an opera in a restaurant. And
yes, it is.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
And we have some of that, don't we?
Correct.
Hear a bit?
We have a moment here where Estelle has just finished discussing what her husband is like at home when he gets angry. And then she sort of says, I'm being mean when I'm sort of talking about him in public, but he's really quite wonderful. She introduces one of the great themes of the opera musically, this big extended arpeggio that she sings really highly. It's gorgeous.
Carrie Hennessy there with the Rogue Music Project. Omari, you were mentioning if it's a success, you might look other places and expand on this idea.
Well, the idea of us performing in other places, that's going to happen. But this is a limited engagement, and I have been told by the artists performing that this is not happening again.
I mean, not right away.
Not right away.
I might faceplant. I'm going to faceplant on Monday. It's a lot.
It's a lot, and it's so... When you experience it, you're going to be in for a treat, obviously, but there's a lot of hard work that goes into this. The music is challenging, the story, the drama is challenging, and we're hoping that out of that comes some really great conversations so that we can have more events like this. Yeah, we want to do more stuff like this. That's what Rogue is all about.
And so challenging for the performers and for setting it up. But so there will be interaction. It'll appear as though there's interaction with the wait staff and the singers.
Yes.
Or the singer, I guess, in this case.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. That must be challenging for your co-actor? Is that the word?
Yeah. Well, I think as we've been running things, the interest, she and I are very close. The energy between us is very clear. So as soon as we're both in that space together of the show, we click and we're reacting to one another very deliberately. So I don't think it's as hard as she thought it might be, or as hard as I thought it might be. I've done one woman operas before where my only interaction is a ringing phone. That's great. This is actually a little bit more interesting to have another person on stage with you and utilizing their body language. It's kind of what I do all day long anyway when I'm working with students, or you know, you're in interactions and meetings, you're reading body language, but usually people are yappity-yapping with it. So this is kind of interesting to see the looks and the turns and the body language and reacting as Estelle to that.
Does this push the limits of how long you can go as a solo performer where you're doing all of the singing?
No, not necessarily. I'm from Midwest stock. I'm pretty hardcore. I'm okay. And with the right vocal technique, as long as you, I mean, singers really tend to know their bodies extremely well. So I know the second that I need to stop singing. I know where my point of diminishing returns is. But Omari and I walked the show yesterday. We went, did two full run-throughs back to back. I woke up this morning, I warmed up, and I went through some notes, and I sang a little bit before I got here. So it's fine. I just need to know when to rest, and my body's real clear.
On
face
when that
plant
is.
On
yeah.
Monday.
Absolutely. Omari, I asked you about future projects along this line. Ed, how about you? Would Magpie, if this all goes really well, would you consider maybe keeping a piano in there? Because the piano's being rolled in, right? That's not typically there.
I mean, we're all out here just trying to have fun in the world. And I certainly wouldn't be averse to doing anything that was fun. I mean, I guess we'll see, right? Yeah.
They're buying them tickets, so.
There you go.
Right? It does sound fun. Carrie Hennessy, thank you for being on Insight. Good
thank
luck
you.
With the show.
Thank you.
And Omari, also with Rogue Music Project, thank you for being on the show.
Thank
Omari
you
Tao.
So much.
And Ed Rohrer, the chef at Magpie, good luck with having an opera performed in your restaurant coming up.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be here.
And break a leg, right?
Sure. That's it. Yeah.
And don't break too many dishes.
No.
Oh. At least one.
He doesn't know.
That's okay.
Don't say that.
We've lost a few martini glasses.
Right. That's Magpie Cafe owner Ed Rohrer with Carrie Hennessy and Omari Tao with the Rogue Music Project. The Rogue Music Project will perform The Stronger at Magpie in Sacramento on July 19th. 20th and 22nd. There's ticket and show information on our website, capradio.org. And that's Insight for today. I'm Randall White, in for Beth Ruyak. Insight is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. We get help from Antonio Muniz and Helen Barrington. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer, Joe Barr. Thank you for joining us.